This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
United States Secret Service officer shot and killed an intruder who was smashing windows at the residence of the Peruvian ambassador to the United States yesterday. The ambassador and his family were inside the residence in the Forest Hills neighborhood of Northwest Washington. A taser did not affect the suspect, and he was then shot. The Justice Department has filed an appeal that seeks to reverse a judge's recent ruling that ended the nation's mask mandate on public transportation. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention and the Biden administration explain why they are fighting the ruling that stated the government overstepped its authority.
We think it's entirely reasonable, as the Department of Justice, for the CDC, the health and data experts, health experts most importantly, in our administration to be able to have that time to evaluate, but also because they want to fight to ensure the CDC authority and ability to put in mandates in the future.
USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine. The same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
A military parachute event at Washington Nationals Park Wednesday night inadvertently triggered a probable threat warning at the U.S. Capitol and prompted an evacuation order. U.S. Capitol Police apparently had not been notified of the event. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani and his gubernatorial candidate son Andrew held a press conference about the issues facing New Yorkers. They say job one is to stop the corrupt Democrats currently running New York.
I believe that most Republicans in this state realize that we have to reform the state. We have to change it. It can't operate the way it's operating now at 2.5 times the budget of Florida with the corruption that we have. We have a governor who's doing a stadium that's going to end up costing us $4 billion because it benefits her husband. I mean, that's essentially what Biden did. Take a look at the family members of these Democrats and how much money they get, and you'll get an idea of the corruption that goes on.
The gubernatorial primary in New York is June 28th. USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
There's a new record for the world's oldest living dog. Toby Keith, a 21-year-old blonde chihuahua from Green Acres, Florida, was recently given the title as oldest living dog in the world by Guinness World Records at 21 years and 66 days. As more astonishing data has been gathered from the Hunter Biden laptop, the ties between President Biden, his family, and the upper tiers of Communist China is real. The relationship between America's number one adversary and the President of the United States has been revealed. Republican Representative Jim Jordan from Ohio on Fox News says all the ingredients for a compromised White House are present.
Well, particularly that statement where he said, I don't think you should get wealthy just because you're in high office. Well, there are 4.8 million reasons why that statement's not true, not accurate, because that's what his son got paid. And we now know, based on these text messages and emails, that it was a family enterprise. That's what Hunter Biden got paid from this Chinese energy company, CEFC. $4.8 million, thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars each and every month coming to him and his uncle, part of the family enterprise. So that just doesn't fly. These guys have, it's been that way for a long time. It's just now starting to come to the surface. And look, the press now has to admit that what we all said 18 months ago was true. The laptop was real. The eyewitness was real. The emails were real. It was all real, except for that, you know, fake line we got from 51 former Intel experts saying it was Russian disinformation.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we do it not because it's easy. You know, it's hard. Because for a long time, reasonable people, the silent majority stayed silent. And look at the ruling elites were happy to take over, turn the organizational chart on its head. And no longer we the people were to be in authority. It was them, the elites. And, of course, they're fighting back. Most amazing what happened the other day, head of NECDC, one judge with some reasonableness looks at mask mandates, says, wait a minute, where in the Constitution does it say you have the authority to issue such an order? This is illegal on its face. Get rid of them. So now we had adults on airplanes cheering, running around. And, of course, now the latest is the Port Authority. Of course, you know it's a blue state in New York and as well as New Jersey, two blue states, because power and control is what they're all about. They're saying, heck no. We are still going to force masking at New York airports. With us right now is Megan Barth, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Good to have you on here. Well, the left, the Democrats, again, you got to call them out for who they are. These are the rule breakers. This is why crime is running amok. This is why the Constitution has been turned on its head. They want to try and limit our speech. They don't have the authority to limit our speech. The cancel culture doesn't have the authority. Last time I checked, those rights are from God. They are not from the government or the cancel culture. Black Lives Matter, go down the list, and we're not going to surrender our God-given rights, are we?
I would hope not. I've been watching as the federal judge in Florida overturned the CDC-imposed mask mandates on federal transportation, planes and buses, trains, et cetera.
Oh, my.
Pardon?
Yeah, like the movie, The Trains.
You're right. Yes, exactly.
Yes.
I was a little shocked that people are celebrating as hard as they are. I understand the celebration. We have been forcefully masked going on 3 years now, mm-hmm. on planes, et cetera, and we should never have been in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Stop for just a minute. I want people to just really chew on that for just a second, because the question begs an answer here. What, after 2.5 years, what benefit empirically do we know that the American people received as a result of these draconian lockdowns and mask mandates? Has there been anything after 2.5 years that says, you know what, this was the smartest thing that we could have done? I'm glad we did it.
Well, no, and that's why they did it. because they don't have to prove that they were wrong. I mean, how do you prove that they were right? And they can't prove that they are wrong, right?
Mm. The proof is in the reality of what we've experienced, right? I mean, people are just, you know, I talked about this yesterday, Megan, you know, that old saying about paralysis by analysis. You know, we just have analyzed this deal to such a degree, we're paralyzed. Our brains are numb over all this stuff, and we're being led to the slaughter, you know, by the ruling elite. This is what they're doing to us. And people are starting to wake up. They're re-engaging their common sense, and look what's happening right now. I mean, the pushback is now coming their way. It started with the parents in Virginia, and it continues across the country as we realize that these institutions that you and I talked about years ago, all these three-letter institutions are so corrupt. They've lied to us time and again. More evidence, 51 of these intelligent geniuses who claim that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. To me, those 51, we should never hear from again. They have no credibility. They've lost their credibility as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, back to masking, we have now a whole generation, and this is exactly why the CDC did what they did and the Joe Biden administration did what they did, is to condition especially young people, children, to believe that masks work. And if you force this, what I would call, it was basically kabuki theater, but if you force this behavior over a length of time, it becomes second nature, and it becomes ingrained in your brain, basically, that this is what is necessary in order for you to protect yourselves and others.
Excellent
point.
In fact,
the scientific evidence shows the exact opposite of that. Mm-hmm. Never in the history of scientific medicine have masks been used to combat a virus. Mm-hmm. Masks are used to combat bacteria.
Right.
Okay, and even on the box of the mask that you buy at Walgreens, wherever, the blue paper useless mask, it says, does not protect you from a virus.
Now explain to people so they understand from what you talk. I mean, you're just not some off-the-street opinionator. You have a background of experience that supports this common sense statement, but also your experience having worked in pharmaceuticals, didn't you, for a couple of decades?
Yeah, I worked in pharmaceutical biotechnology for 20 years. I was responsible for bringing to life therapeutics in a variety of industries or a variety of methods over the course of 20 years. I worked in the vaccine industry. I worked with R&D scientists primarily. And I was raised by a surgeon as my stepfather. So, you know, I know a little bit about medicine,
yes.
Enough to be dangerous. but I also have a whole heck of a lot of common sense. And that's what I think that the virus has really killed. Obviously, that there are people that have died from the virus. However, a majority of those people had four or more comorbidities, meaning that they had bad heart, they had diabetes, they were obese, lots of problems. The virus attacked these people that were already compromised and immune compromised at a greater level than they would, say, a healthy young child. Children, for example, who the teachers' unions are forcing masks on, they have a 99.9% chance of surviving this virus. The numbers are so low as far as deaths caused by this virus in children. But yet we still have the teachers' unions advocating for forced masking. Again, this is what tells me, at least, that this is behavioral and psychological conditioning. It has absolutely nothing to do with protecting children from this virus. And what really surprises me, too, is that the Biden administration is going to appeal this ruling by the federal judge. I mean, are they absolutely tone deaf?
Right. But meanwhile, they're going to open up the door on the southern border, cancel, Title 42, which was for health reasons. I mean, they don't know
what side of the mouth they can speak out of. You know, Megan, you talked about as being conditioned. How many days does it take to establish a habit? What does science say? How many days?
Not even
years.
I don't
know. Try 28 days. 28 days. So how many cycles of 28 have we had in the last 2.5 years? All right? I'm going to let you think about that. We're going to break. More from Megan Barth after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. After 39 years in Zimbabwe, the Tide Ministry is seeking even more ways to spread the gospel throughout the region. We are excited and encouraged to see our global partners embracing our vision and seeking God's guidance in how to fulfill that vision in the context of their own ministry structures and goals. Some of the goals that Amakuku Evangeli is aiming towards over the next 10 years may seem very ambitious, but anything that God has inspired is achievable through faith and cooperative participation between His adopted children who have significant resources and those who have great need. To learn more about the Tide Ministry partnership with Amakuku Evangeli and how we plan to share the good news of Christ with even more Zimbabweans in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You know, Megan was talking before the break about how we've been conditioned, and we have been. You know, 2.5 years and, people taking off their mask, and you still see people wearing masks. And we saw this right away at airports. And I get that. It's going to be a while. And, because of the psychological impact and conditioning that we've gone through.
And, you know, one minute we're looking suspiciously at people because they're not wearing their mask and they're not abiding by the rules that we're compelled to abide by. And we've suspended common sense over all this, Megan. And the price is that it's going to take us a little bit of time to get on the other side of this deal to where we can, you know, respect one another and, again, embrace what our Constitution is all about, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. To me, that's what trumps everything. This is what trumps Dr. Fauci and Joe Biden and these power-starving Democrats and these elected officials, that it's all about them and it's not about we the people. Again, we the people need to wake up and understand that they are in the position of authority. This is our country. We rule, they don't. And this is what needs to come out loud and clear. If anything should come out loud and clear, we the people need to come out in numbers like never have come out before in the midterms and say, look it, whoever gets elected, I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat, your feet's going to be held to the fire. You are going to be elected. I'm going to trust you with my vote to do the people's bidding. You start doing Wall Street's bidding, you start doing your party's bidding, and guess what? You're one and done. You're not going to come back because you are no longer a servant of the people. We are large and we're in charge and we're taking our seat of authority back. Is that fair?
Well, yeah, that definitely is fair. And I think we're seeing kind of a consequence of that, specifically when you look at Virginia and the elections that have been, you know, kind of going on across the country. In some special elections, et cetera. I mean, we're definitely seeing what I would call, you know, the start of a red wave. Mm-hmm. And the red wave is predicted. I mean, we're looking at data. We're looking at polling numbers. We're looking at parties compared to parties, Republicans versus Democrats, candidates versus candidates. And even going down to our school boards, which I have said for as long as I've been talking on radio, all elections are local. And I just was reading a tweet I sent over a year ago, someone asked me what they can do, and I said, start voting everybody out, start with your school boards.
Mm-hmm.
And this
yes.
was well before we had this uprising of parents showing up at school board meetings. I mean, prior to this pandemic, no one went to a school board meeting.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody knew about critical race theory. Nobody knew about the kind of junk that was being, you know, thrown at our kids. We might have got a little piece of it and thought, well, maybe our kids were being, you know, exaggerating here when the teacher was talking about sex. Of course they're not doing that, right? That doesn't make sense. Well, yeah, they were.
Right, and to the depths that really parents didn't understand. And so if there was, you know, a silver lining, if you will, in this virus, it was that parents finally understood exactly what their children were being subjected to day in and day out. And it went well beyond sex education. It went into perversion. It went into grooming. It went into the fact that educators and administrators and principals and what have you were coaching and conditioning children to believe that they were not the sex that they were born. And then they were calling them by a variety of pronouns and different names. So they were hiding all this information from the parents.
Exactly.
But then the parents have to do the cleanup on aisle six when the child gets home, because the child now has been completely mentally abused outside of being physically abused by forced to wear masks for 3 years. But you now have a whole generation of children. And again, this comes down to the behavioral and psychological conditioning aspect of what has infiltrated our educational system, whereby they are now convincing kids, and I, quite frankly, this is why I believe we have more kids that are overweight. We have more kids than ever before. We have an obesity epidemic within young children. We have more kids that are anxious and psychologically damaged. We have more kids that are seeking help mental health. There's
exactly.
a huge buzzword going on in education about how they need more mental health counselors. Well, do you think that perhaps that has to do with the fact that you've been abusing these children as soon as they enter the schoolroom doors, telling them about 56 different pronouns and
right.
genders?
Of course, and they're not going to admit to this. I mean, because they're so ideologically fixed that they think. Right. You see, but this is what happens when you lose the culture war. When you lose the culture war, you surrender your kids. You surrender the choice for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And it goes on. You know, and one of the things that you and I have touched on, you know, from time to time is this whole argument right now that's coming about. Is it pro-choice or is it pro-abortion? You know, the pro-choicers don't want to hear pro-abortion. They just want to hear pro-choice. But pro-choice is pro-abortion because that's the choice. You know, it's really kind of a false choice that is presented there. In the name of choice, here's your choice. You get to choose abortion. And now, in some states, and I think California, I didn't get a confirmation on this, but they're passing a bill that they can continue to offer comfort care to a post-abortive delivered child for, I think, 4 to 6 weeks. So over a month, they can continue, like in Virginia, to offer post-abortive comfort care to a child that didn't go along with the plan, that survived an abortion. Is this absurd?
Yeah, and I mean, even it's called infanticide, quite frankly.
You know,
what,
exactly.
What Colorado just passed under Jared Polis, and he's a Democrat, is exactly that. It's infanticide. So the wool has come off over the eyes, right? So, you know, they used to say, oh, it's just in rare instances. Oh, you know, that was the original argument for Roe v. Wade. It's just for rape and incest. It's just the first trimester. And then that was the slippery slope to establish ourselves to the point where I saw testimony given by a doctor to the California legislature yesterday that said that he came out strongly against this new bill that California legislature is proposing because it allows for the extermination or the murder of a child 28 days after birth.
Right.
And this is what we were talking about.
Exactly.
Because if you can abort a child up to birth, what stops you from, quote unquote, killing the child after birth?
Yeah. And then you harvest its organs, right, which Planned Parenthood has been doing, which they got caught on tape doing. And the person who caught them on tape, David DeLeiden, who brought it to light, he goes to jail. Planned Parenthood for selling baby parts, which is illegal, you know, merrily roll along and continue to come to the taxpayers and say, we need more of your tax money. And the Democrats are trying to dole it out and they're trying to make it to where it is all legal and that we, the people, though we are aghast and disgusted by the idea of abortion, we're forced to pay for something that our conscience does not defend.
Yeah, and wasn't that what the heart, or was it the heart? No, it was the
the heartbeat bill
that prevents. Yeah. Pardon?
You're talking about
the law on the books that prevents taxpayer money from going to
abortion.
Right.
Yes. Yes, and it came into my brain and left. I'm sorry, I can't help you, but yes, I know what you're talking about. Exactly.
So, but again, I'm ignoring the law in order to, you know, for political expediency, and so, you know, this abortion debate is going to get very interesting as the Supreme Court is weighing it. But we're seeing a multitude of courts, states rise up. In order to protect the unborn. And that's been Florida. I think Kansas just passed a law, and there are others that have, laws on the books to protect the unborn. Mm. And that's actually how it should be. It should be about federalism.
Exactly.
Now the Democrats are apoplectic that they can't abort anywhere at any time for any given reason.
Exactly. Well, you see, they have... they've made impure our culture by turning us into a culture of death. And then they're shocked when death happens so wrongfully. But meanwhile, this disrespect of death has turned us into a lawlessness where people are getting jumped on the street. They're being thrown in front of trains. I mean, on and on. And the amount of, crime and murder and everything, because we've abandoned the first principles of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Thank you, Megan.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your
book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
United States Secret Service officer shot and killed an intruder who was smashing windows at the residence of the Peruvian ambassador to the United States yesterday. The ambassador and his family were inside the residence in the Forest Hills neighborhood of Northwest Washington. A taser did not affect the suspect, and he was then shot. The Justice Department has filed an appeal that seeks to reverse a judge's recent ruling that ended the nation's mask mandate on public transportation. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention and the Biden administration explain why they are fighting the ruling that stated the government overstepped its authority.
We think it's entirely reasonable, as the Department of Justice, for the CDC, the health and data experts, health experts most importantly, in our administration to be able to have that time to evaluate, but also because they want to fight to ensure the CDC the authority and ability to put in mandates in the future.
USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. You know, so many of the policies of Joe Biden and the Democrats justify common sense. I mean, so much so that, what, you got 31 and counting Democrats that saying, look, I don't want to go back home and try and get reelected and put up with the town halls. I'm going to get plastered, man. I'm done. I mean, this ship is sinking. The party is not seeing it. The policies they're supporting, they're indefensible. And, of course, remember when Donald Trump was running in the initial months and the first year of his campaign, the focus, big focus, was immigration. And I'll tell you, that message garnered so much traction, was unbelievable. Now, fast forward all these years later, and the Democrats want to return everything and make it even worse than what it was under Biden and Obama. And this is one of the reasons why people went to Donald Trump. And so now here we are, to make it worse, Joe Biden, in the face of everything and all this other crazy stuff that doesn't even make sense at all, says, hey, we're going to get rid of a Title 42. And even Democratic, top Democratic strategists say, what? What are you doing? But, you know, they can't help themselves. Matt Forries is with us. He's a Landmark Legal Foundation's Assistant General Counsel and the Edwin Meese III Legal Counsel, here to talk about the elimination of Title 42. Matt, welcome to the show. Good to have you back with us.
Thanks for having me on.
Okay, the question is, do you see the Title 42 being the demise of some Senate Democrats here?
Yes, unless they change course, this has some vulnerable Senate Democrats very nervous. So Title 42, for everyone to understand, is the statutory authority to expel non-citizens entering the country because of the threat of the transmission of a communicable disease. And President Trump used this authority during the height of the COVID crisis. But recently, the CDC announced that it was going to terminate Title 42 next month. But right now, the Biden administration is being pressured by Senate allies to drop its plan to end Title 42. And why the panic from them? Well, according to an article in Axios, intelligence officials are warning of an influx of migrants once it ends. Some are estimating a mass migration event of more than 170,000 migrants.
Yeah.
Okay? So Senate Democrats are starting to realize that there are consequences for having their policy agenda driven by the wish list of ideologues on the far left. Right now, Title 42 is the only thing keeping a lid on a massive wave of immigration. And let's face it, our immigration system is broken. We're overwhelmed at our southern border. But if you look at the Biden administration's overall immigration plan, one of the main planks is shifting resources from border security to address root causes of migration in Latin America. And you might recall that the vice president was put in charge of the border crisis, and instead of visiting the border, she went and visited with South American leaders to talk about the root causes of migration. And this is just a conflict between ideology and reality. Very similar to the horrible idea to defund the police and use the money to spend on root causes of crime. This might make sense to left-wing ideologues, but in practice, it's a disaster and it's harmful to most Americans.
Matt, help us understand how this makes sense to the left. What is their discernment? What would they say to us? You know, because they look at us, they're so ideologically convinced and fixed on their proposition. What would they tell us why we need to get rid of Title 42 and why America needs to have an open border? What would they say?
Well, some of them believe now, and I have to, say we have treaty obligations and we have, statutory obligations for how we treat people who are refugees and asylum seekers. Okay. And so I'm not going to die. We have in our country, we have a sense of we want to treat people with dignity and respect when they're in a crisis situation, like they're being tortured in their home country, things like that. Okay. But there is also the other side of it is, the United States should have a say in who we let in. We can have numbers of how many come in, and we need to vet people before they come in. So, but unfortunately, the way the system works now is it's completely overwhelmed as it currently exists, right? So we have a system of legal immigration, and then we have people who are just crossing the border legally, or they're showing up at what are called ports of entry, and they're coming in without a visa, without a work permit, and they're saying, let me in, okay? Now, those of them who show that they have a credible fear of persecution, we then have certain statutory obligations that kick in that we have to give them hearings, all right? And to find out whether or not these are truly credible feelings of fear of persecution. But on the other side of that, our statute called the Immigration Nationality Act requires them to be detained until their claims are heard. But unfortunately, they're not being detained. They're being released into the country. Right. And the Biden administration has even sought to decrease the amount of resources that go to detention facilities. How many people can we handle at a given time? So
they're forcing their agenda on us by overwhelming. They know the system is going to be overwhelmed. And so we just let it overwhelm and we just got to pour these people into the interior, put them on planes in the middle of the night and act as if something suspicious is not going on.
Right. And that's just lunacy, right?
Yeah, so of course.
We have millions of deportable aliens in the United States. We have a massive backlog at our immigration courts. And just recently, the Biden administration ended the Remain in Mexico policy. And that was something, it was designed to be kind of a release valve for all the pressure on the border. And that was to have crossers who came over from Mexico to remain in Mexico until their hearings were finalized, okay? And that is also subject to litigation. So this entire system is broken, right? And the only thing keeping the Band-Aid on top of it in the short term has been this Title 42 authority because they were expelled without getting those refugee hearings. That's what got the left very upset, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, what's very telling is these vulnerable Senate Democrats are saying, don't terminate Title 42 unless you have a plan in place. Until you have a plan in place.
Right.
That's they're admitting that there really isn't a plan to deal with the influx that's going to come. All right? And
that's clear. And the thing is, Matt, see, what people are forgetting about is already we're seeing Mexico is overwhelmed. They can't deal with the people. And right now we're dealing with what's a little over 7,000 people per day. And the Mexican officials, the police there, are overwhelmed. And now they're saying that, you take Title 42 out of the picture, and now it's going to grow to 2-3 times that number. The Mexican police are going to be like bullfighters. Ole, just let them go through. I mean, who can stop that? I mean, this is incredible what we're doing to our immediate neighbors to the south. Thank you very much. I mean, the kind of damage that we're doing to their country is unconscionable, is it not?
Yeah, I will say this. There was just an article I read that the Mexican border police are very poorly funded. Those men down there do not get a lot of resources, and they're actually being attacked by some of the migrants coming across.
You saw them go through these barriers like nothing. I mean, they overwhelmed these police are going, what? You think I'm going to put my life on the line? I'm going home for a tamale. See ya.
Right.
So, I wouldn't blame them.
Right. And look, I can give you some really scary stats too. I mean,
okay, we got about a minute. We got a minute left here, so go ahead and wrap it up, and I'll turn it over to you. Go ahead.
Sure. Title 42 has been used for approximately 1.7 million migrant expulsions so far. Okay, CBP has already apprehended more than 1 million people this fiscal year. That started back in October. People aren't just coming from South America; they're coming from all over the world. And last fall, 10,000 Haitians were expelled under Title 42. Okay? So this is a broken system. We need to get serious. This is not a nativist thing. This is not an anti-immigrant. We need to be concerned about public health. All right? And in the United States, we deserve protection so that we're not just dropping people without any vetting, without any, any serious health screening. Okay? So everyone listening, talk to your senators and congresspeople and let them know we do not want Title 42 to expire.
And it only takes a minute to make that phone call, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to activate your citizenship. We need you on the front line. Matt Forays, thank you for being with us.
You love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-D77. Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for Dr. Ted Baer. It's all about Hollywood and entertainment from a biblical worldview. He is the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Dr. Ted, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm doing absolutely great. You know, I always love it when we talk and have a good time. So this is the highlight of Wednesday, probably of the week, actually, but I don't want to give you too much credit.
Well, hey, bless your heart. Thank you so much. Well, you know, anytime you're around people of faith, it is, you know, like we were little kids. We used to put the matches together, you know, and how the match would brighten up and illuminate the room all the more. And you know, and I feel the same way about you. I always enjoy our time together. You encourage me and you enlarge my perspective. And, you know, at a time that seems to be hopeless, around the world in our country, we see what's going on in Russia and Ukraine. Hope is sadly becoming a rare commodity these days. And so whenever we can have it and share it, even in I guess, as we've just celebrated Easter, I think the culmination of all hope for us, it's nice to hold on to that as long as we can, because being humanoids that we are, and the Bible reminds us, you know, constantly that we're not to forget, that we are to remember. And this is God's ongoing, you know, admonition to us. So I'm glad that we can be together and bring hope alive, not only for one another, but for our audience as well. So thank you.
Well, there's a lot of good news, because I know everybody focuses on bad news. So this is our chance to say,
yes,
look
exactly.
For the good news.
Right. Well, congratulations, by the way. You had the 30th annual movie guide. Nobody got slapped, right?
Nobody got slapped. No, we weren't even attempted. What we try to do is to manifest the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, and self-control, and to honor movies and television programs that do that. So we have a wonderful time.
Well, congratulations. And, of course, it aired on Easter Sunday. So an additional blessing. Do you want to share some of the highlights, from the Movie Guide Awards?
Well, the highlights are the movies are the center stage. Mm-hmm. And the best movie that we chose for Epiphany Prize. We do them online on the streaming of the Reels channel and the channel itself, which is a TV cable channel. And they put us after their biggest show, Cops. So they gave us the prime position. They gave us the best commercials. Now that's us as producers just being happy that they put their best commercials on the show. That means they expect somebody to go watch it. Mm-hmm. And I've actually reached some people who watch it. But we talk about the most inspiring family the most inspiring movie for your ordinary, you know, your life, your daily life. And then we talk about the most inspiring movie for all audiences, and then the most inspiring movie for faith and values, which means for the government and for taking kind of civil respect of every. And then finally, you know, we'd give out an award for the most inspiring for a future life, for your spiritual life. And that was Blue Miracle. I love Blue Miracle. It was number one on Netflix for many weeks. And it shows that that when they put on a good movie that has, that it is clean and wholesome and has a biblical message, to give up superstition, give up legalism, that people want to watch it. And we just have a lot of good interviews to go along with the movies, including from Dennis Quaid and other actors in the movie. And it's wonderful. And then the top movie for, you know, for inspiring your ordinary life is Dune, mainly because it inspires families loving one another and taking care of one another. And then the other thing that it does inspires is it shows you a Christological figure. So it's very good. And then Boss Baby Family Business was the best movie for all audiences because it shows the parents getting involved in the school to rescue their kids from Marxism, and it has one of the teachers with a little Soviet hat. And the interesting thing is that Tom McGrath, who's the director, really has a heart for doing the good, the true, and the beautiful. So in the midst of all the bad news in Hollywood, there is a lot of good news in Hollywood. And the good news depends upon the audience. The audience wants big family movies. And today it came out that the studios that did best over the first quarter of this year were Paramount and Sony. And that's because they brought people family films. Duh. We've been telling them that for years.
Exactly.
They brought, you know, they brought the two big family films, including Spider-Man and Uncharted, and you know, Sing 2 was great. So the movies that are family films do incredibly well at the box office, and they made those two studios, which don't have big streaming services and everything else, they made them superstars. And CW put on two of the best television programs of last year. One of them was The Waltons' Homecoming, which has got more Christian content than I've seen in a television program in a long time. And Superman and Lois, remember once upon a time Superman goes to church, but in that episode, Superman, they all go to church and they talk about church and they talk about family, and the villain is trying to destroy society. I wonder who that villain could be.
Yeah,
anyway,
exactly.
It's very,
could it be Satan?
it's very good.
Channel some Saturday Night Live content there for just a moment. Yeah, exactly. But you know, but this is the force, and this is where we live today, Ted. You've got these forces that are, you know, we're back to good and evil, aren't we? Just in a modern tradition.
Yeah, we're back to good and evil, but you know, everybody has a uniform. The entertainment industry, as I always say, because you mentioned Saturday Night Live, all looks as if the church is some homogenous group, and it's not homogenous. It's divided between, you know, strong evangelicals, which are about 4% according to Barna, Catholics, which are 63 million, Baptists, which are now about 18 million. We're divided. We're not united in this. If we united because 60% of the box office comes from the church, we'd see the movie industry clean up overnight because none of these other movies would succeed. We're seeing the power of the church is probably what's winning now. And what interests me is that John Fithian, I've never heard him being so bold, who's a National Association of Theater Owners, I quote him every year, said that the Oscars are out of touch and the biggest movies are the ones that families want to watch. And I should have mentioned Sonic the Hedgehog, too, which we just had an article about how clean and wholesome, and even a wedding scene in it. And so with strong Christian content, absolutely amazing.
Well, you know, the box office numbers, I mean, when you break it all down, I mean, movies are in the business to make money. Yes, they want to entertain, and that can only go so far. So I got to imagine that some of these offerings that are being presented to the movie houses, they're looking at the bottom line numbers and wondering how much longer can they afford to, you know, support and invest in these R-rated movies that are not good for investors.
You know, you've actually hit the nail on the head. It's very difficult right now because for many years, the studios made two types of movies. They made one movie for the quirky Academy Awards that wants to see bestiality and all the rest of it, which people have gotten tired of. And then they made more other movies to make money. Warner Brothers has to support 61,000 people in L.A., and some of them get paid millions, so they've got to make money. But this last couple of, you know, Disney, let's you know, call it by its name, has started to get darker and darker. Their Marvel movies, because I know the head of the Marvel movies and I've talked to him. You know, these are not bad guys, but they're making movies that people don't want to see. Mm-hmm. So they're opening these big franchise movies for Disney and Marvel, and which is the same company, and all these movies that are bombing at the box office. They're just not doing well. I mean, look at Dumbledore, you know, the last one of the Fantastic Beasts series. They had Dumbledore, you know, he's fighting his former homosexual lover. I don't know whether many parents want to take their kids. So the movie did less than any movie in that franchise, because actually it shows two things, because I don't think anybody else called it out for saying that he's fighting his former homosexual lover, and you know, that nobody else called that out, I'm sure. But we reach around 46 million people now, which is a significant number of people for the box office. And I'm sure that as soon as we said that online at movieguide.org, parents said, no, we're not going to take our kids to the movie where the central theme is two homosexual lovers who are
fighting each
other.
Exactly. Exactly. We got about a minute left. I did want to talk about Bad Guys. By the way, we've got some Bad Guys swag to give away. We'll tell you more about it. The studio has been kind enough to give us some keychains and children's T-shirts and entering to win. Just drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com, and put in the subject line Bad Guys. And you reviewed this movie, right?
We reviewed the movie, and the movie is a very powerful redemption story. These are classic bad guys, you know, a snake and a wolf and, you know, all the classic bad guys that everybody hates, a spider. And they've been doing bad things, stealing and et cetera. And then there's an award called the Good Samaritan Award. And they decide they want to win the Good Samaritan Award. And they start helping little old lady across the street. And she says to the wolf, "You're a really good boy." And the wolf said, "He's happy. He's happy for the first time in his life because now somebody recognizes that he's good." It's like the transformation, because I was transformed. So there's a lot of good, positive, transformative content.
That's why it's all about Hollywood and entertainment from a biblical worldview with the founder and publisher of Movie Guide, Dr. Ted Baer, has been with us. Hey, Ted, Godspeed, my friend. Thank you so much. Take care.
Have a beautiful day. God bless you. Bye-bye.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com. Cancer.